You need Bhagavat?
Yeah. Which chapter will you do?
21. This is very...
very small. Mm-hmm. For traveling. I have made copy here. Small size.
Is it 10th?
No, not 10th. Only certain chapters. 21 and 22 and 29, 30.
Important. I told you Benugit something.
Now you will do summary. Summary of chapter
or summary of a shloka.
Which will you think will be better?
This will be better.
Because we only may have six, seven meetings with you.
No, there are so many separate meetings. Several meetings will be done. This year, that year, always be me.
So you want to go verse by verse?
Not, but in summary, but it's slow. Okay. This adhyaya, this chapter is of Purvarag. Purvarag. There are two kinds of Purvarag. One for sadhak, those who are practicing Raganuga Bhajan sadhak. And those who are Siddha. In Raganuga, only Abhas will come. Abhas, you know?
Shadow.
Shadow. Shadow will come. And in Siddha, pure Purvarag will come. But in Braja, always Purvarag.
Again and again.
When Srimati Radhika meets Krishna, they both think that first time you have met. And from distance place, when she sees Krishna, she thinks that I've seen Krishna first time. Nitya Navi.
Always
present.
No, I am not. In practicing Raganuga, we can have some realization when Vishuddha Sattva comes in our heart. Up till Shuddha Sattva does not come, we can do anuman only. Anuman?
Inference. I think inference.
Grace.
We can infer.
Like inference. Like logic.
Logic.
Like logic.
An idea of it.
An idea. So, when we can go in the stage of Siddha, we can realize something. As it has been told that in Srimad Bhagavatam or Brihad Vaman Puran that the gopis were practicing Raganuga Bhajan, were Jauthuki or Jauthuki. Understanding? Jauthuki or Jauthuki.
Some are in special groups and some are not in special groups. Groups.
And in these groups, Munichari and Rishichari are Jauthaki. You remember?
Yes.
You also remember? Yes. Are utaniye se to gala sa saaf hoga jo. Okay.
Goji ka. Some mystery. We don't care.
I.
He wants some mystery to stuff.
Puchhi. Bansi wala. Then, in Jauthaki, Rishichari, and Dandakaranya Munichari. And in Ajauthaki, there are so many.
Devakanya.
Devakanya and all so many. Rishichari and Munichari took birth in Gop Griha. They have practiced so many thousands of years Raganuga Bhajan. Raganuga Bhajan. Then they, by the grace of Ramchandra and Shrutichari by going in the
prayers.
Yeah, they pleased the Lord by offering beautiful prayers to Him.
By greed, anyhow, by hearing or by seeing Krishna pastimes,
yeah.
Desha gopis are heard gopis and they practice in the guidance of gopis. Like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. And they pass through Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, then Prem also. On the Raganuga practicing, having these bodies. And then they got some Prem and left their bodies and they took birth in Gopi womb and they got association of Nitya Siddha and they joined Rasa and all that. But for Rishichari, they have not gone in their practicing life, Raganuga Bhajan. They have only Siddha Sattva from upper stage. But they have not gone to the level of Prem. So they took Jan in the home of Gopis. But they had no association with Smita Siddha.
They had association with their husbands.
Husbands?
Children.
Children. So, but they had Purvarag because they had Sanskar. Sanskar means?
Past impressions.
So, they have greed. And they have Purvarag also. But Jogmaya thought it better not to go direct. So, their husband, by the help of Jogmaya, by their husband, he stopped them not to go Rasam, any Krishna Lila. That Purvarag, and that Purvarag was so much that by hearing the flute of Krishna, they became upset. And remembering Krishna, remembering separation, very, very deep separation. You are not hearing?
I'll hear better this way.
You said that they had so much Purvara
and separation,
and their by the arrangement of Yogamaya, their husbands kept them back. Then they heard the sound of the flute.
Then, in Srimad Bhagavat, it is written, and you have read perhaps, that Tibra Tap Dhuta Subha. Tibra Tap Biraha Tap Dhuta Subha.
By Biraha Tap, by the heat of separation from Krishna, they gave up their body.
So, all inauspicious things. All the inauspicious things were burnt up in the fire of separation.
Body was there. Because their bodies were chinmay.
Chinmay.
But partly not chinmay. And partly chinmay. Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that they not left their bodies. But what was not chinmay, partly,
that was
finished. This is asubh. And that asubh was that they had some attraction to their husbands and children and worldly affairs, everything washed. That is asubh. Not this physical body. And taking Krishna, Krishna appeared at that time. And they saw Krishna and took Krishna with their eyes, through their eyes in her, and embraced so deeply that all subh went away. Prachina Bandhana. By this embracing of Krishna, everything what was Subha also washed. What was Subh? Kya Subh tha? Batlao. Unka kya Subh dur hua?
Highest results.
What?
What was washed away? The idea that they are the mother of children, the idea that they are the wife of husband.
It was asubh.
But also their attachment to their good qualities.
Asubh means,
auspicious.
If a man does bhakti, every being, everyone loves him.
Yeah,
yeah. Here, the husband, everyone were loving so much too. So this also went. So Subha and Asubha both. Not clearly written here, but from Ujjalinmani and other I am telling. Then in Vishwanath Chakravarti has cleared in Radhavatma Chandrika
Madhurya
Kadambini no. Bhaktir Swami Sindhu Bindu. Then if now we have some Shubha and Ashubha both. Now Ashubha worldly attachment and Shubha praise,
yeah,
wealth,
followers,
reputation, followers, everything comes automatically. But both are very big now.
Obstacles
in bhakti jai. Vishwanath Chakravarti has told it in Madhurya Kadambini. That is anartha, sukriti uttha, duskriti uttha, bhakti uttha, aparadha uttha. You have read?
Yes.
Duskriti uttha, that gopis. Our duskriti uttha, so many, we have to entangle in so many botherations. Body is not good. Full of rogue, sickness and so many things. We'll have to go through so many cases means so many things which are obstacles and man, apaman, understanding, man, apaman. So many things. And Shubha, I have told. So when everything goes away, then Shuddha Bhakti, Pure Bhakti, or Vishuddha Sattva comes. In their gopi, in gopi's case, in Rishi Chari, everything was not washed in Raganuga. There were something that Shubha and Ashubha, but for Sutichari, nothing was there. So easily there. I'm telling all these things that these gopis in Venugi, when Krishna is going to cowherding, they has passed all these stages. They are not ordinary. So always, 24 hours, they can remember Krishna like this. And this is in Purva Raghavan. If a man has some greed, not such will come state. Here, Vyasadev or Sukadeva Goswami is explaining of six ritus.
Six seasons.
He has passed summer. Now it is sarat. In winter, summer, rainy season. Then
autumn,
winter. Then it will come. then Basanta Ritu. If in Vrindavan, always like Basanta Ritu, but yet there is some difference between all ritu. Here he is explaining of autumn, Sarad Ritu. Sarad Ritu, because ittham sarat swachha jalam padmakar sugandhina nevasat vayuna batam sagogo paloko achyutah. After any season, Krishna is entering in forest, Vrindavan forest, with cowherds by, and so many cows. The season was very good. Water, whether in river and ponds, pure waters, and lotus were in full bhujan, and on them bees were what?
Humming, drinking honey, flying hither and thither.
And chumban? Kissing. Kissing all flowers. Air was mixed with fragrance of all flowers, belly, chameli, jui, and all other kinds of flowers were in bloom. Fragrance was coming. The air with the bhar mane
weight
was not in a mood to blow
heavy. The air was heavy.
So it was, as a boy, very in child boy. He goes like this, sometimes slow, sometimes. So air was like so. Very good season. Nevasat vayuna batam sa gopaloko achyuta. Krishna in this Vrindavan enters with all cowherds, boy and cows. Baldev Prabhu was also with them. They are seeing from their home. There are so many groups of gopis, and each group they were talking like this about Vande Krishna. Kusamita Banaraji Susmi Bhringa Dejikul Ghushta Sarah Saran Mahidram Madhupata Avagasya Charyanaga Sapasupal Balas Chuku Javenum Kusmita Banaraji. Like this, all Vrindavan was full of so many flowers. Kusamita Banaraji. Every rituals, every seasons, flowers were in bloom. Also fall, fruits. In Sarat, no mango, no jambu fall, or but everything was there. And mad bees were flying here and there on lotus and all other flowers, gathering madhu, or kissing them. Dvijakul ghushta mahidram. Dvijakul means kakku, mayur, papiha. You know, don't know papiha? Pi kaha. Piu kaha means in the
hour.
Piu means, piu means priyatam. Priyatam means lover. Always chanting like so. Pikaha, pikaha. Where our lover is, priyatam is. And kakku, kuhu, kuhu. All uddipta.
Sound. But any meaning?
Any meaning that kuhu, seeking or calling her priyatam.
Lover.
Lover. It is very uddipana for these things. Dvijakul ghusht swara mahidram. Then Krishna. Nadi, nadi means rivers, ponds, and on the parvat, parvat means mountain, everywhere, all these birds were
covered on mountain.
Everywhere these birds were
singing,
everywhere. And everywhere fragrant of flowers was there. Krishna, in this state, entered Vrindavan. Here, Kujaya Maso, Chukuja Benum, all boys are going with Krishna. Krishna began to play on flute. But they were going with Krishna, but all not playing on flutes. Krishna was playing on flute only. They had some singer, or they were listening only Krishna, because afterward this a sloka will come. Anu venu justam. Krishna was only singing on venu.
When the cowherd boys hear the sound of Krishna's flute, so
but, but gopis hears from there only Krishna flute. There only their sight, their drishti is towards Krishna. So they may be that with Krishna they are also fluting, but they hear only Krishna sounds.
But the sound of Krishna's flute has a very different effect upon the gopis than upon the gopas. Isn't it? The same flute sound has an entirely different effect.
Not only to gopis or gopis. Cows are hearing in another
way.
Radhika is seeing, hearing that Krishna is telling Radhika, Radhika, Radhe, Radhe. Lalita hears that Lalite, Lalite. Bhadra, Champaklata, all are Chandravali. Krishna is calling me. All cows are thinking that Krishna is calling me only.
when the gopis heard Krishna's flute, when they ran to him, they thought only they were coming. They thought they themselves were coming. But Krishna was calling just them.
They think, gopis, that this sound is Pratinidhi of Krishna.
Representative
of Krishna. Krishna has sent this. And they, by ears, they are coming here and is telling their whole wealth, that is Hrida.
In the heart.
Heart. And taking their hearts, the sound is going to Krishna with their hearts. Now gopis are seeing that heart is not here. She becomes so puzzled or
uneasy.
And they run after that the sound, when that is chore. That thieves. They are, but heart is not there. They are not thinking anything. Only they are going. In Rash Panchadhyayi it has been told. Then Sarah Mahidram Madhupati Avagahiya Charyanga Sapaspal Chukus Chubeyun. Madhupati here, Krishna, by his Venu, his क्या उसे बाहर कर रहे हैं मधु his this मधु lips मधु is going in bansi with sound and it becomes like amrita
nectar
and this is going in the ears and gopis are drinking this nectar and they also become mad because in this sloka has been told tat brajai isya asutya venu gitam smarodayam kaschi parokham krishnasya swasakhyabhyo anubharanayam. Understand? Kaschit Prajastiya Smarodayam. By drinking that madhu, nectar, from Krishna lips, through Bansi, they became mad by calm. Smar Uday. Smar means Prem also, but Kamanuga or Kamatmika gopis has Kam mani Vishuddha Prem. That Uddipana came on Uddipana.
Their ears were like cups.
They began to explain about Krishna, about Bansi, and everything of Krishna. Parokham Parokham. They were very far away from Krishna.
Araksham.
Bansi sound was not coming to them. But mentally they are hearing. Krishna was very far away from them. He was in Vrindavan and they were in Goshta, in their homes.
How it came so far, that sound?
So they were mentally hearing that Krishna is Parupsham Desh. That is, mane, Krishna Bansi Baja Raha Hoga. But they are hearing.
Was he playing or not? He may have been playing or he may not, but they were hearing.
But they are hearing. They were hearing. Realization that when I was in my home, I used to see a Ramayana drama from 6 in evening up to 4 in morning. Very good drama of Ramchandra. When it was over, we were in our homes. Every, sab samay kaan mein sunai.
The sound was still coming in your ears.
So, gopis are always hearing this. Tad baranitum arabdha smaranta krishna cheshtitam nashakan smarbegena vikshipta manaso nipa tad baranitum arabdha. They began to talk about this krishna cheshtitam. What krishna cheshtitam?
The activities of Krishna with the gopis.
With the gopis.
Those activities from the past activities.
This shows that Krishna Chaitanya with the gopis, they have associate of Krishna. But
they had the company of Krishna.
They have company of Krishna. But yet they are in Purvara. This is the thing. These two should not be
together.
But yet.
It is contradictory and yet it is together.
But yet here together. The Krishna Chaitanya. What Chaitanya? In Srimad Bhagavatam. Unka chalna phirna gati. Gati, lalit bilas, haas, balgu haas, very beautiful smiling, something, sanlap means
dialogue,
sanma, conversation.
Srimati has come to Kusum Sarovar and gathering some flowers with Lalita Visakha. And at the same time, Krishna was in a, he was
protecting the flowers.
No, Krishna wanted to meet them. He chose the time and went to Srimati. Krishna told, who are you? You don't know who I am? Why you speak so? What should I speak? Krishna wants to speak with Srimati Radhi. So he asked like so. Srimati has answered like this. You don't know who am I? The Krishna then told, no, I don't know who are you. You don't know. Why you have asked me? Because you are thief and you are stealing flowers. You are thief. By your cows and by your friends, you nashta kar rahe ho yahan ke
peds.
You destroy the flowers and plants of Vrindavan. We have planted them, but you have never planted it. Why you are destroyed? I said, why today? Why you came before this day? Have you come and asked me? So they were quarreling. They are reminding all these Sanla and Krishna Lalita Gati as a dancing manner. Krishna goes to gopis and does like so. In dramas as we see. And Srimati Radhika don't come. These are Lalita Gati. Balgu Haas. Krishna laughs so, smiles so gently that all gopis give their heart to Krishna. So these are Krishna Chestitam. Krishna Chest. By what? Remembering these things. Na sakan smar begena vichipta manusha. They wanted to explain all these things. How Krishna, beautifully Krishna is singing on Venu, and how sweet and gentle is here Gati and Krishna Chesta, everything. But they could not speak. Smarabhegena. Smarabhegena means by prem, force of prem. And this prem is of another quality, having with calm to meet Krishna, to test Krishna, to be tested with Krishna. Aisa ki acha kono vishesh kaaj ache dhan baraha peedam natvar bapu.
Famous verse.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
In whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Best sloka for Krishna remembering. Barha Pidam Natavarbapu Karnayo Karnikar. Bibhatabasa Kanaka Kapisam Bejayanti Chyamala. Randhana Benuradar Sudhaya Purayan Gopabindal. Brindaranyam sapadaramanam prabhisatakirti. Baraha Pidam Natavarbapu. I have explained this sloka to you.
No. You mentioned that it's the most beautiful sloka, but you never explained it.
There are three slokas in Srimad Bhagavatam. Parallel, but there is some
gradation. What are the other two? Gradation.
Gradation.
The other two?
Brahma has told. No medhate abhrabhapushe tadidambaraya gunjavatansa paripachal sanmukhaya vanyasraje kavala betra besana venu lakshmasriye midupade pasupangajaya. this Brahma. And then Dvijapatni. Dvijapatni. Kya? Shyamam Hiranya Paridhim Banamallavara Dhatu Pravala Natavesham Anu Vratansi Vinyasta Hast Itarena Dhunanam Abjam Karno Palala Kapola Mukhabjas. Three slokes.
Different gradation.
Gradation.
How are they?
Brahma in bottom. In midst, Dvijapatni. And uppermost, highest level, gopis. We follow gopis, not Brahma and Dvijapatni. They are also very high scale, but yet we want to follow this. Brahma here tells in three slokes. There are some similarity. In three slokes, there are some similarity. But a special thing, here Brahma is another, his ambition. Gopis test in other thing, and Dvijapatni has other tests. But some of them are of similarity. Krishna is on flute. That is, Brahma is telling, no mid, te abhrabapuse. No mid means, no me, aham namami. Aham namami to Krishna. Here also, namami to Krishna, there also to namami to Krishna. But in different ways. Brahma is of Darsya Ras. But from bottom of Everest mountain, he sing on the top of Everest. So Krishna is on the top of Everest and Brahma is bottom of Everest. When here Everest is Priti. So he is doing namaskar to Krishna. But usme Hiranyaparidhim Shyamam Hiranyaparidhim Lasat Banamallavansi Barha Dhatu Anubratansi Binast Hast Itarena Dhunam Abjam. No pranam in this.
Perhaps equals there.
Not equal, but no pranam. Brahma is doing because he is Darsharas. But he is something feeling that there are in the highest top Krishna. I am his servant. But he has some taste of this Brajaras. Taste something. Only greed. And they are very nearer to Krishna. Dvijapatni. They want to enter in Krishna pastimes of Vrindavan. And there are in Vrindavan. They met Krishna on the border of Mathura and
Vrindavan.
Border. Border means Birjanadi. Birjanadi, you know? Karnabdi Sai Vishnu. No Aswarja. As in the middle of Aswarja and Madhurja. If they will see in Vrindavan, they have Madhur. But they were residents of Mathura. So not everything Madhurya. They were in Aswarja. But they have some greed to Krishna, more than 100 times more than Brahma. They can enter in some Vrindavan pastime of Krishna. They can give some thing to Krishna to eat. They passed the border of Aishwarya Bhumi and went in Vrindavan, and they saw Krishna so beautiful. So they did not do pranam.
Are they Nitya Siddha, or will they go in future as, will they take birth in future as gopis?
They have entered the Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, but not as a Kamatmaka gopi, not in Madhur Rash. Aishwarya is full of.
This is their permanent Sthayi Bhav.
No. Bijpatni? No.
Then what is their Sthayi Bhav?
Sthayi Bhav not has come. Oh. Yet, they will have.
They're Kamanuga.
No, they are Kamanuga. But not still Kamanuga. Kamatmika.
No.
They will, in future, very soon, will turn into Kamatmika.
And then will it be as gopis or not?
As gopis.
Not Mathuravasis.
No, no. Because they have no taste in Mathura.
So Krishna entered their hearts.
Only their defect was that they are Brahmins. Yeah. Brahmin by body.
So they can't be gopis.
After that, practicing Kamanuga, they will live all Subha and Asubha, and they should have come in the womb of gopis, and then they will go
there. It says there that Krishna entered their heart through their eyes. So is that Sthayi Bhav is entered?
But there was no Sthayi Bhav. Sthayi Bhav as practicing Kamanuga. In practicing, as that we have something, but our is not so Sthayi Bhav. There is Sthayi Bhav, they were practicing as a gopi, they were following gopis, but yet there were some bigna badha, obstruction of birth and also many things, so many things. But Rishichari are far better than these Brahmins. So they have not done pranam. The Baraha, Shyamang Hiranya Paridhim, Hiranya Paridhim, and Abhurvapushe common to all. Understand? This thing, Krishna is very beautiful and his bodily roof is like Abhra. Abhra means Megh, Megh Shamal. Brahma is telling also, Namidyate Abhra Papuse. Gopis are telling, Shyamam Krishna, Hiranya Paridhim. Hiranya Paridhim means Pitambar.
Yellow color.
And also in this slope, Baraha Pidam Natavar Papu Karnio Karnika Kanaka Kapisham. Kanaka Kapisham?
Blue lotus like.
Brilliant gold, brilliant Pitambar. Brilliant like gold.
So, Krishna is Shyamal. Pitambar is yellow in three slopes. But their telling is different modes. Then Baraha, Banmal here, Bhajanti Malacha here. And in Brahma, Namidyate Abhrapapushe Tadidambara Gunjavatansa. Gunjamala. So these are all common to all. But in Brahma, He is not on flute. वो क्या है? तरिदंबराय गुंजाब तरस वन्नश्रजे कबल बेत्र विशान वेणु. He has kept his venu here. Not a smiling face in Brahma. And not so beautiful as Brahmani has seen. Achha, Brahmani Raj telling about Bansi. Only Bansi, Venu Vadan and smiling face will be of gopis in their sight. For Dvijapatni, how his face is, बोलो तो श्यामंग हिरण्य पर दिम लसत वर्णमाल्य बरह धातु प्रवाल नटवेशम अनुपतान विन्यस्त हस्त इतरेण धुनान अब्जम कर्णोत पलाल. सो नॉट ब्यूटिफुल दैट ऑफ गोपीज. हियर रंध्रान वेणु अधर सुधयो. Here Krishna is give him his other Sudha in Venu. And by his
blowing
and that nectar is coming. First it comes in earth and see that there is no qualified person to hear this. So it goes beyond this Brahmalo, it goes to Mukti Dham. She sees that no qualified. Then to Shivalo, and then to Vaikunthalo, then to Ayodhya, and then Dwarka, and comes to Mathura. But here also does not see. And then goes to Vrindavan. Here she is that Gop and all others are not qualified for this Kamavardhan. Only they goes in the ear of only Goparamani Kishori, Gop Kishori, and takes their hearts, and with her it comes to Krishna again. So gopis all are running after. So they became mad
to get back their stolen property.
So they are not telling to others that come on and we should go. Only one gopis are going. So Bajanti Mala Randhan Venu Radhar Sudhaya Puriyan Gopabindai. Gopabindai, here Gopabindai, all gops are doing kirtan. You want air? Gita Kirti. What Gita Kirti?
Chanting his
glories. That you to Govardhan and you when Putana Kumara Agasur Bakasur as Git Kirti.
Who is speaking this verse? Because it says the gopis could not speak. So who is speaking this
verse? Nashakan. Nashakan means they were Uddipit. उद्दीपित हो गई. दे वेर नॉट इन मूड टू टेल बट येट दे आर टेलिंग एंड दैट टेलिंग वॉज नॉट इन ए करेक्ट वे समथिंग विद विदाउट लिंक. दिस मीन्स देर वॉज नो लिंक एनी श्लोक्स ऑफ दिस चैप्टर are not in a link.
No crumb.
No crumb.
Then the sequence.
Huh?
So,
they are telling what comes in her, and they tell whether there is link or not. But yet, Saraswati gives link to each other, all slokes. So they are telling. Here, this sloka has been told by Sukadeva Goswami. And after that, all sloka will be of gopis. Up till this sloka, Sukadeva Goswami at best there is telling. Today?
I have a question about Sukadev Goswami. Mm. Sometimes we hear that Sukadev Goswami is the parrot of Srimati. Other times we hear in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is stated that Sukadev Goswami is a Shanta Bhakta. So, how it appears to be contradictory. How, certainly, if he's the parrot of Srimati and hearing everything, he's so rasika, why he is given as example of Shanta Bhakta?
Because Sukadeva Goswami is himself telling in Srimad Bhagavatam, Parinishthite Nirgunyam Api. At first I was in Nirgun, Upasana. And then by the grace of his father and Guru Vyasadeva, he has come to this Prema Bhakti. Here we see that why Brahma came as Haridas Thakur. If he could come in Brahmin family or in another very regarded family, it was better. But yet he came in the Mohammedan school. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show that every class of person may be Vaishnava. And if they are so degraded and they took shelter of bhakti, they can be highest top of Vaishnava. In this, where our gurus and acharya have showed him as a nirgunya or shantaras, then it will be of very importance that by the association he has come to this point that he became so rashi. So it has been told. But we see that Sukadeva Goswami, what to tell Sukadeva Goswami? The cows, the trees, and all these things, sands of Jamuna, are all of either Sakra, Vatsalya, or Madhura.
And Sukadeva is, as a parrot, he has connection with Madhuras because of being Srimati's parrot.
Not Madhuras. There also he cannot be in Madhuras. He knows, no.
He cannot relish.
He cannot do any seva like gopis. That is why it has been told.
Shanta.
But he knows everything and he can explain all these things. But he has taste in that thing. And he has so much love, affection from Srimati ji. We should samanmay kar lena chahiye. Samanmay, adjustment. We should do adjustment. This is the thing of madhyam, madhya, arm, madhyam, uttam. They can do. You can do now. I have not read what you asked, but I, by my opinion, I am telling. But I think that it will not be wrong. अच्छा आज यही रहे टुडे
आवर इयर्स आर लाइक कप्स आल्सो बट नाउ व्हाट हैव यू डन विद आवर हार्ट
आई थिंक योर हार्ट एंड एवरीथिंग इज मोर बेटर देन माइस यू हैव सो ईगरनेस आई एम लाइक पैरोट आई एम Explain, but not testing.
You are cheating.
This association makes also me benefited. The questions you arise, it makes me also some benefit. I have not